Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Morning Drive. 7:33 now on this Wednesday morning, and I think we've got a guest on the line with us now. This is Garland. And Garland, if I mispronounced your last name, Favrito, right?
Right. That's right, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, glad to have you. Thank you for taking time out this morning to join us here on the show. You're going to be at the Lowndes County Republican meeting that they have normally once a month. That'll be next week on Tuesday over at the Comfort Suites. And you're going to be the featured speaker, and we want to get you on a little ahead of time so folks can maybe get a chance to expert in, if you integrity. So I'm going to kind of turn it over to you and let you just give us a quick overview of, you know, what it is that is so important about election integrity and how Georgia is responding to that.
Wow. Well, that's a great, great question. But yes, we are going to be there next Tuesday. And the beauty about this, we'll be talking about all these issues in regards to election integrity, what we can do about it. So, key crisis with the in a variety of ways, America, and not just Georgia, but conducts elections that are on secretly counted elections with secret proprietary software, and then they secretly preserve the ballots, and you can never verify the counts. That's a big issue. We know that now from recent court cases that these systems do in fact have remote connectivity, even though that they, you know, the vendors and the election officials tell us that they don't. So that's a big concern. Another concern is the voter rolls. Roughly about 15 to 20% of the records on those rolls are invalid registrations, and that's not just in Georgia, but statewide. So we need to be cleaning up our voter rolls, because in many cases you see that these invalid registrations are used to cast fake votes for these elections, and still, you know, tens of thousands of those fake votes are being counted cast and counted every election. So those are some of the issues that are current, and of course, you know, we will be discussing all those on Tuesday, that meeting's open to the public, and anybody's welcome to attend.
Well, you know, and that brings up a big question: is how do we, as citizens of Georgia, especially obviously where we are now, we do reach into the North Florida area too, but how do we combat that? I mean, obviously, there's been questions about should there just be a simple paper ballot that we mark and put in, or are we such a big a state? I mean, we got, 10 million people, and if everybody showed up to vote, it would be really difficult if we didn't have some kind of electronic measure.
Yeah, and that's a fair question. So what we would advocate is hand-marked paper ballots with publicly recorded hand counts at the precinct level. So you're counting very small amount of votes at each precinct, and then accumulating those up to cut down on your time. If you implemented that type of a measure, it would take only roughly about an hour longer in the evening to count those votes, and then you would not have any worry about what the electronic voting machine said. And in some counties like Maricopa in Arizona and California, you know, they're still counting ballots 3 weeks later.
Oh, yeah.
Even having the machines. So, we think we can do better than that. Other countries have been doing better.
I would think that, like I say, the paper ballot, and a lot of people are big proponents of that. What about as we early vote? Could that be, as more emphasis would be put on early voting, which obviously has been done, especially in this most recent election, and we have the mail-in ballots and things like that. Should those be being counted earlier than the actual election day? Because I know that's something that happens, that, you know, they get these mail-in ballots and nobody does anything with them until actual election day.
Yeah, so that's another good question. So what current law says that you can open the ballots and verify the – I'm sorry, not you can verify the signatures on the mail-in ballots, but you can't tabulate them until, I think, about 5 o'clock on election day. That's when you can begin the tabulation. Before that, you can verify the signatures, remove the ballots from the outer envelope, and of course they're still sealed on the inner envelope. And that way you've got the verification process done before, so that you can count them quickly on election day. That seems to be working fairly well here in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
We are, I think, on the last election, got all the ballots counted in time, whereas in 2020, you know, they were still accepting and counting ballots for days after the election.
So what I hear you saying is this is really put back on more the local precincts that say, hey, we've got to do maybe a better job or be more efficient. What do you think there as far as, and then how we report those numbers back up to Atlanta and so forth?
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, the precincts always tend to defer to, and the counties tend to defer to the Secretary of State, and they don't. Even though they have significant authority to conduct their own elections in certain ways, they've got some leeway there, both at the county commission level and the county board level. They don't tend to use their authority, and they rely on the Secretary of State to do everything for them and make all the decisions for them. So, and that's kind of how we got into this problem with the current voting system, which has the QR code that no one can verify, even, and it accumulates the votes that are in that code. That was forced on the counties and the states by the state of Georgia, which now they've come to realize was a bad decision and have outlawed it. But we're still faced with possibly using it for the 2026 election. So there's going to be a lot of talk over the summer with a special House committee, elections committee, to determine what they're going to be able to do about that for the 2026 election.
Yeah. Now, obviously, we do reach into the north part of Florida in Madison County, Hamilton County, Suwanee a little bit. Is Florida doing anything different that is better?
Well, that's a really good question. So Florida does have, they are better off in terms of machines and their equipment. So Georgia has a single QR coded voting system that's implemented statewide. Florida has, they can determine what their equipment is at the county level. Now, and the problem with having one statewide system is that you have if you can compromise the state's election preparation server, as was done in 2017, then you can control the elections and download software undetected by the counties, malware, and actually control the voting systems on every single county, every single election, because there's no means to detect that. The counties don't have any such means. So that actually happened in 2017, where the Georgia Election Preparation Server was found to be wide open for anyone in the world to hack and put malware on, which could then be downloaded undetected. So Florida is, I think, has a safer approach where they allow the counties to determine their own equipment. So if one of those counties was compromised, the entire state would not be compromised. So I would say that Florida is in better shape at least from a machine perspective.
Okay. Finally, we're talking with Garland Favrito, who is going to be the guest speaker at the Lowndes County Republican meeting, which will be next Tuesday. As a matter of fact, that's going to be at the Comfort Suites over on St. Augustine Road. It'll kick off at 6 o'clock with a meet and greet. 6:30 is when the program will start, and as I mentioned, Garland will be the speaker there. Before I let you go, one of the big questions that always comes up with a lot of people is, should there be, especially for the president, federal voting, or should it still remain in the states? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, it's a great question. So that's a big hot topic of discussion. We'll be talking a lot about this on Tuesday. So the Constitution gives the states the authority to run their elections, but it also says that Congress can have control of federal elections if they choose to. So Congress can dictate laws, and we have things like HAVA and NVRA laws that Congress has imposed. Now, the president has executive order capability. So currently he's issued an executive order, which we'll be talking about Tuesday, and that is uh, to to ensure that the laws, the current federal laws, are enforced. It's like proof of citizenship. You just simply claim you're a citizen, then you can register to vote. He wants more stringent checks on that, as well as foreign interference, and he wants all ballots to be cast on Election Day, none accepted later. And there are federal statutes that say that that's or at least imply and that that should be done. So there is a big issue going back and forth right now over the scope of authority. There's a lawsuit, two couple of them, over his scope of authority on executive order capabilities. But the bottom line is that the president does have the power to ensure that all federal laws are enforced. And as long as he is making his orders that are based on federal law and ordering his agencies to ensure that they are conforming to the law, that's his constitutional right to do that. So that'll be interesting court cases that were going to be resolved in the next few months.
Yeah, and have to trust our judges to do that. Garland, as always, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing that. And if you want to listen more and find out more information, you'll have some question and answer time. Maybe you can ask those specific questions. Tuesday at the Comfort Suites on St. Augustine Road, 6 o'clock meet and greet, 6:30. The program will start promptly, and Garland will be speaking shortly right after they get it started. Garland, again, thanks for taking time out this morning. Look forward to meeting you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Bill. Looking forward to it, too.
All right. Take care. Appreciate the call. Yeah, that's, absolutely, election integrity. I mean, we got a lot of other things going on, a lot of things happening. We got Israel. We got Iran. We got the big, beautiful bill. We got all kinds of things going on. And we just had the Public Service Commission part of the election we were just talking about. We're heading towards these midterms of 2026. What will we have? Can we make changes before then? And what should they be? Or maybe we got something that's working pretty good. We'll find out more about that. Be sure and join the Lowndes County Republican meeting. That's going to be as their regular monthly meeting. That'll be on the 24th, I think, as I've got the date right, if I'm not mistaken. That should be, is that right, the 24th? Yeah, that's a Tuesday. Got to get my dates right. 6 o'clock meet and greet at the Comfort Suites on St. Augustine Road. Program will begin at 6:30. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got another guest waiting to come from Patrick, who's from the visitvaldosta.org. We'll be right back after this.